Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for all things African business. And for today, we're doing something a bit different. It is a special report just around safety in and around South Africa, given all the kidnappings that have been going on. And for today, we're going to be talking to Facebook just around the Amber Alert system that they have started collaborating with the South African Police Service with. My name is Mulia Gavaza, and this is what we have for today. So for today, I am at the Facebook's offices in Bryanston here in Johannesburg, and I'm joined by Emily Vatcher, who is Facebook's Director for Trust and Safety. Emily, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Are you in South Africa often?
No, unfortunately, yeah. This is only my first time, but I will definitely return.
Okay. Well, coming to South Africa, I understand that you guys have launched Amber Alerts in South Africa. It's the first African country that's having the Amber Alerts. How do they work, and how did you guys actually decide to, you know, start the program? Because it's been a number of years now, and at what point did you guys decide that, okay, perhaps it's time to expand into Africa?
Just for people who hadn't heard of Amber yeah. Alerts yet, what an Amber Alert is, it's a missing child alert system.
Yeah.
So if a child is abducted, and we work very closely with the South African police, they have to determine that it qualifies for an Amber Alert, and that means the child's under the age of 18, that the police have reasonable belief that the child is at imminent risk of danger, so it's only for the most serious cases. And third, and very importantly for the Amber Alert system, they have to have at least a piece of information that can be shared with the public that would help aid in the rescue of the child.
Yeah.
So that's generally a clothing description, possibly a make or model of a vehicle the child was seen in. It's something that the public can look out for,
yeah.
and that's what this alerting system is about. So the alerting system was first developed all the way back in 1996
yeah.
after a little girl went missing. But what really has changed the game is technology.
Yeah.
And at Facebook, one of the things that we're really good at is bringing communities together,
yeah.
especially in a time of need. And there's no greater time of need than when a child goes missing.
Yeah.
So what the Amber Alert system will do here in South Africa is when a child's been abducted, that information is reported to the police,
yeah.
and then they'll let us know at Facebook if the abduction qualifies for an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
From there, it's actually a very simple system. We receive an email from SAPS.
Yeah.
It has all the information about the missing child, a photograph, a description of the clothing, and also a link to a poster that's created by the police that has all the information about the missing child.
Mm.
And then we at Facebook will prepare an alert, and it'll have prominently featured a picture of the child, because research in this area has shown that the number one thing to bring kids home is a picture.
Yeah.
So being able to share that, and everybody in South Africa, there are more than 28 million people who use Facebook, and most of them are on mobile.
Yeah.
You don't see very many people anymore without a phone in their hands.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're doing it when they're at the supermarket, or they may be waiting for a bus, or they're out in the community where if you were to send them a piece of information about a missing child, they're actually in that environment where they can make a difference. And that's what this system's about.
Has there been any, I guess when you guys actually launched the feature, is it hard to get, I guess, parents to actually agree to have their, you know, children? Because you can imagine that, yes, you want your child back, but do you want your child's face all over social media, you know, and stuff like yeah. that? Because some parents do have problems with their even putting it on TV and stuff like that.
Right, and it's really up to the police and to the family.
Okay.
So it is not our decision at Facebook. We're just the basically the conduit through which SAPS can push an alert.
Yeah.
So they will certainly be meeting with that child's family, and they will decide if it's in the best interest of the child and the family to use this method.
Mm.
But this method has been used thousands of times all over the world and has resulted in kids coming home safely
yeah.
because of this alerting system. So it's up to the police and the family to decide. And then if they decide yes, then we're here to facilitate that alert getting to the right people.
Mm. How did you yourself, I understand that you worked for the FBI at some point, how did you find yourself in this role, you know, perhaps, and what type of learnings have you taken into the role, I guess, in terms of building the features or at least helping to improve how it's done?
It's actually, my career has made a lot of sense. It may not have at the time,
yeah.
But when I was an FBI agent, I was a member of the Child Abduction Rapid Deployment Team.
Yeah.
So it was my job to go out and find the kids that were the subject of Amber Alerts in the U.S.
Wow.
So when I came to Facebook about 8-9 years ago now, I wanted to figure out a way to really harness all of the good that's here at Facebook, all of the people in all the communities all over the world who want to help.
Yeah.
And what we were able to do was build a tool where we can send the alerts to people who are actually in the search area for the missing child.
Yeah.
And that's really important. So that takes the best of technology. It takes the best of research. Mm. We work very closely, for example, with the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Yeah.
And they do research all over the world on the best methods to communicate with the public,
yeah,
to help bring a child home. We work with child safety organizations and NGOs all over the world so that we can bring them our technology, they can bring us their expertise, and working together, we can hopefully bring kids home.
Okay. And then in terms of that, you guys do have this feature in a number of areas around the world. What type of lessons, you know, in doing this work do you think, you know, the South African public can perhaps, you know, perhaps take, and what are some of the tips, just, you know, making sure people are safer, because, you know, some of these things are quite important in the South African context.
Yes. South Africa, is the first place in all of Africa where we've been able to launch this system, and that's due in part to our relationship with the police here, with child safety community. We've launched this now. This is only the 23rd country in the world where we've been able to bring Amber Alerts on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I think one of the lessons that we've learned is educating the public is really, really important.
Yeah.
Because if somebody doesn't know what an Amber Alert is or what it means, they really won't know what to do.
Yeah.
So one of the things we always talk about when we talk about Amber is that it's very, very rarely used. We can't use this for every missing child.
Okay.
Not that every child is not very important.
Yeah.
But if we alerted people every time there was an incident, your phone would be going nonstop.
Okay.
And then what happens is that people would ignore them.
Sort of becoming like desensitized.
Exactly.
You know?
And we don't want to desensitize.
Yeah.
So what we talk about when we talk about Amber on Facebook, it's a very specific tool. You're hardly going to see one. But if you see one, it means you are in a unique position where you could actually save the life of a child.
Mm.
So if you see the words active Amber Alert in your Facebook newsfeed,
yeah,
and there's a picture of the child, please take a moment to read the alert, especially if there's a vehicle involved. Just keep that in your head. But then pay attention to your surroundings in your community.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to save a missing child today.
Yeah.
Nobody. But every time we have one of these and somebody sees something, a child goes home. So it's just about paying attention, and it's about caring enough to do the right thing if you're ever put in that position.
Okay. And then on the last point, in terms of just the actual functionality, right? If I'm in Joburg, if I'm in Cape Town, are we all getting the same alerts? Is it geography specific? Is it location? Is it like a particular area in a city? Is it citywide? How does that work?
In general,
yeah,
we try to send the alert to people who are, as we say, are in the search area. And generally that means about 160 kilometer radius around the place where that child was last seen.
Yeah.
We do this for a couple of reasons. One is we don't want to make it so broad. So, for example, if a child goes missing in Johannesburg, we,
yeah,
don't want to alert in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Because people in Cape Town will say, why am I seeing this? I can't help.
Yeah.
So we don't ever want to put people in that position.
Yeah.
We also don't want it so narrow that if the child was abducted, say, 4 hours ago and they were in a car, that they've already left that radius.
Yeah.
Most of the research we've looked at shows that about 90-something percent of the children are found within that 160-kilometer radius.
Yeah.
So it's based on research. It's based on consultation with child safety organizations.
Mm-hmm.
We only want to send it to you if you're actually in a position to be able to help, and that's very important to the program.
And then just the absolute last one, just to confirm again, someone will hardly see an Amber Alert, and right. an Amber Alert will not go out without the police.
Exactly.
Coming together.
The police are in charge here.
Okay.
Facebook has no say. We've worked with them to establish the minimum criteria. But even if a case met the minimum criteria, at the end of the day, it's always up to the police because they know their case better than anybody, and they know whether or not this would be effective or whether it would be detrimental to a case.
Yeah.
So really, at Facebook, we're just waiting to receive the information.
Okay.
We take that information, and then we're able to share it with the right people.
Okay. So that's been it. So we're with Emily Vacher, who is the Director for Trust and Safety at Facebook, telling us a little bit around their Amber system. Just some takeaways. She's telling us that the Amber system only works 160 kilometers within that radius, and you're really gonna see one, but when you really do see one, it's an important case, and you need to actually take note, and that it's a process that they're doing with the police. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you so much.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
So my take on the Facebook Amber Alerts and the work they're doing with the SAPS is definitely a good thing, simply because of the rise in kidnapping cases that have been going around in South Africa. There have been quite a few reports of, you know, young children going missing, ransom notes, babies even. So it's actually quite a scary time, you know, to be a parent right now. And more than anything else, what I appreciate about the way that they've structured the program is that it's not Facebook per se that is doing this particular work. Facebook is just being used in the same way that a normal billboard would be used, as opposed to people online coming on and just putting out information about missing persons. It's actually, you know, police sanctioned. The police would have spoken to parents and would have gotten that permission, because, you know, people can be, you are not always sure whether putting out an image of a missing person is actually going to help their case or endanger them in any way, especially in the way of kidnappings and the like. So I really like the fact that they're letting the police take the lead on that. And the other issue is just what they were talking about, just around using specific geographies, because as the lady said, after some time, if you keep getting missing persons alerts, there is that risk of becoming desensitized to what's going on in South Africa. But if it's like a specific location and a specific geography in South Africa, like if you're in your small town or your small community, it really does raise the chances that someone will be found, because you're more likely to be alert to some of those things. So quite a good initiative, I think. More than anything else, would just be interested to see how it actually works. They've said that they've been able to help in the recovery of a number of people around the world, and we just hope that some of that success actually comes to South Africa. So that's been it for today's special report on the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Life. That's under the Podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we're #BDSpotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza, and this has been the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.